Paul the Missionary Bear Arrives in Cochabamba by Ruth Tawn. From the April 2024 edition of Tidings Magazine. Paul is a toy bear who is visiting the world to tell children that Jesus loves them. When we last visited with Paul, he had been in Cuba, then began traveling toward Bolivia. Paul's tummy felt wobbly inside. Several hours ago, he had arrived in La Paz, the capital city of Bolivia, and taken a smaller plane to Cochabamba. The aircraft had experienced turbulence, and Paul still felt the flip-flop in his belly. It reminded him of the up and down motion of the ship when he was on his way to India. Paul didn't like ships, and now he was not sure he liked airplanes either. "I wonder why traveling always makes me a little bit sick," he thought. A friendly flight attendant helped him safely get off the plane and into the airport. Paul looked around the airport as he waited for his stomach to settle down. It was still early on Sunday morning, but the airport was already crowded. People seemed to be moving in every direction. Paul had to walk quickly and carefully to not be run over by people and luggage carts. As he moved to the airport entrance to meet Tim, Paul wondered what God would do with him here in Bolivia. Paul saw a tall man outside the door holding a sign with "Paul the Missionary Bear" written on it and laughed out loud. "That must be Tim," he thought. Tim Hutton and his wife Callie are two of the Canadian Baptist Ministry's field staff working in Cochabamba. Paul already knew about some of Tim and Callie's work with the children in Bolivia and was eager to ask Tim more questions about it. On the drive, Tim said they would stop home to pick up Callie and their daughter and head to church. "Oh," thought Paul, "there will be lots of children at church." Paul was always excited to meet children. He was on a mission to tell kids around the world how much Jesus loved them. At church, Paul was surprised to learn it was a celebration day. After worship, everyone was going to a nearby park for a picnic, music, and games. "That's why Callie put so many baskets and bags in the car," Paul thought. Picnics meant food. Paul loved to eat. He was always hungry. Paul began daydreaming about his favorite foods and his belly made a loud rumbling noise. Paul quickly looked around to see if anyone had noticed. Both Tim and Callie had grins on their faces, but they didn't look at Paul. Paul sighed a little and paid attention to the pastor's preaching. The sermon was in Spanish. Paul had learned a little Spanish in Cuba, so he could understand some of it. "Dios te ama," the pastor said. Paul sat up straight. "Dios, that's a word for God in Spanish," he thought. "And te ama, that means loves you. Dios te ama means God loves you." Paul smiled. After church, Tim and Callie got the baskets and bags from their car and walked to the park with the other people. As the adults prepared the food, Paul played a game of tag with the children. It was hard for Paul to run with his short legs, but he tried his best. When lunch was ready, everyone gathered under a great giant canopy to eat. Paul's bare nose was twitching at the fantastic smells. Now his stomach was really growling. There were so many things to eat. Paul was given a plate of food and was going to start eating. Callie whispered to him that, in Bolivia, eating before everyone has been served is considered rude. Paul didn't want to be rude, so he waited patiently with his plate of food until everyone had been served. Yum! The food was worth the wait. Paul particularly liked the salteñas, fried meat pies, and chipilo de yuca chips. As Paul watched the children play after lunch, He had such a startling thought that he almost dropped his ice cream dessert. The children were playing tag, hopscotch, and marbles. These were the same games he played with children in India, Myanmar, and Cuba. Do children everywhere play the same games? He wondered. Tim and Callie sat down on the grass next to Paul. Callie gave him some more chipillo de yuca to munch on. Paul asked about their work in Bolivia. Just as the conversation started, Paul began to feel a little wet. It was starting to rain. Callie picked up Paul and moved towards the canopy while Tim hurried to get their daughter. Everyone ran towards the shelter and huddled together. Summer is the rainy season in Bolivia, so even on a nice day, the rain can come suddenly. As they waited for the rain to stop, the people began to sing and clap. While the rain fell down around them, they worshiped God. The children sang some of their songs, and the pastor prayed. After what seemed like a long time, the rain stopped. Everyone packed their bags and boxes and returned to the church to go home. All the children wanted to hug Paul goodbye. He was squeezed so much that he felt a little out of breath. By the time they got home, Paul was very sleepy. With the plane ride, it had been a very long day for him. Callie grinned and said they would all take a nap because it was siesta time. Paul knew siesta was a tradition in hot countries, so he was grateful for the chance to sleep. Callie showed Paul where his bed was and left him alone. Paul thought about all that had happened that day. Before he fell asleep, he prayed for the children he had met that day. He also prayed that God would take care of all the children he had met on his travels. Paul was grateful to be in Bolivia and was excited to share God's love with children there. As he drifted off to sleep, Paul hummed one of the songs the children had sung that day at the picnic. Jesus loves me, this I know. And he softly sang the words to the chorus in Spanish. Si Cristo me ama, si Cristo me ama, si Cristo me ama, la Biblia dice así.